Good morning. Welcome to Christ for Us. This is Pastor Rolf Preuss of First Confessional Lutheran Parish, First American Lutheran Church in Mayville, First Evanger Lutheran Church in Fertile, and Grace Lutheran Church in Crookston. We're glad that you joined us for Christ for Us this morning. That portion of the Word of God that we read and consider today is recorded by St. Peter, the first epistle, the third chapter, these words: "Baptism doth also now save us." There have been attempts over the years by many people within the church itself to destroy the confidence of Christians in many of the promises that God has made. It is a tragedy of the life of the church, but it isn't something that should take us by surprise. Jesus warned us of false prophets. The apostles warned us of people coming in and introducing heresies into the church itself. And, of course, if it were not for false teaching rearing its ugly head, the truth of God's word might not be clearly known. For example, when the heretic Arius questioned whether the Son of God was eternal, which is really questioning whether he's God, in fact, it is denying that he is true God, it gave the church the opportunity to speak the truth with full clarity, and in the process, we Christians were blessed with beautiful creeds and hymns and liturgies that confessed the true deity of Christ and the wonderful comfort that this brings. And so God uses even false, soul-destroying teaching for the good of his people, as the truth always is preached, proclaimed, confessed, and believed in the Holy Christian Church. One particularly vicious error that has persisted down through the years within the church itself is that holy baptism is merely a symbol and doesn't actually provide us Christians with the benefits that Jesus placed into baptism. Jesus lived a holy life in order to fulfill all righteousness, as he said to John the Baptist when John was baptizing him in the Jordan River. Jesus lived a life of righteousness and of holiness, not for his own sake. He's the eternal, holy, sinless God. He didn't even need to become a man for his own sake. But he became our brother in order to live that righteous life that God had required all of us to live. And in living that righteous life as our representative, he won for us everlasting life, because the law can certainly not require of us anything more than what the lawgiver himself did when he became our brother, when he became our substitute. Do you think that God's law could have found fault in Jesus? Do you think he ever hated? Did he ever lust? Did he ever covet? You know, if you look at Hollywood to learn about Jesus, you'll see that he was a sinner like the rest of us, but then Hollywood isn't interested in what God has to say. It's interested in making a dollar. But if you look at the testimony, the unanimous testimony of those who knew Jesus, who saw him, who witnessed his life, you will see that Jesus never, ever sinned. He never did anything wrong. And this is not just to provide us as an example, as we pointed out last Sunday, but it was in order to save us from our sins. And he fulfilled all righteousness. And he placed his righteousness in the waters of holy baptism, so that everyone who is baptized into Christ puts on Christ. So Jesus can promise, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. Those who are baptized are given the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now people often reject the gifts that God gives to them, and to reject a gift makes the one rejecting it faithless, unappreciative, and finally, if it's a gift from God, without God himself. But that doesn't mean that the giver of the gift is at fault. If I give you $1 million and you despise it, or you think my check will bounce because I'm a con artist and I don't even have the money, it's not my fault if I sincerely gave you $1 million and you reject it. Well, Jesus Christ gives forgiveness. He gives righteousness. He gives peace with God. He gives deliverance from death. He gives eternal life in heaven. And he gives all of this in holy baptism. It is sealed by his blood. Baptism doth also now save us. That's what St. Peter wrote. St. Peter, who was a witness of Christ's death and resurrection. Baptism doth also now save us. It isn't a physical washing that saves us, but it's the answer of a good conscience toward God. Now, some of your Bible translations say an appeal. Well, the word means answer. It's an answer of a good conscience. That is, it is the response of a good conscience. That is to say, when God baptizes me, he gives me a good conscience. How? How can baptism affect my conscience? Well, by the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, St. Peter writes. When Jesus rose from the dead, tell me what had just occurred. What had he just done when he rose from the dead? He was dying, was he not? Did he not suffer and die on the cross? And why did he die? Was he not the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world? Doesn't the Bible teach us that God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us? So was he not cursed by God on the cross? The law punishing Jesus for the sins of the human race. Jesus offering up his life to take away God's anger against you and every sinner who's ever lived. Now, did Jesus succeed in taking away the anger of God? Did he succeed in wiping out the sin of the world and setting you free, did he? I'll show you proof he did. The empty tomb is proof he did. So the power of baptism to save us, baptism doth also now save us, is not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, as St. Peter reminds us, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus rose from the dead, and that gives baptism its power to save you. Because as St. Paul reminds us in Romans chapter 6, baptism unites us, joins us to the death and the resurrection of Jesus. And look at all of the baptized unbelievers running around, baptized as infants, and they live unchristian lives. They don't confess the Christian faith. They live as if Jesus never died or rose for them. Does this disprove the power and the promise of holy baptism? Because a generous God gives salvation to those who despise it and live as if it makes no difference to them. Does this make God a liar? What an awful slander against our faithful, truthful God, who says he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. And now theologians within the church are going to tell you that baptism does not save you simply because there are people who don't believe? But shall the unbelief of man make God a liar? He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Jesus said that. Don't listen to these textual critics who argue that Jesus never said that because you don't find those words in the earliest manuscripts. No, Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And by inspiration of the Holy Ghost, St. Peter said, baptism doth also now save us. So those who teach that baptism is merely a symbol, that baptism doesn't really give the forgiveness of sins or salvation or the gift of the Holy Spirit, but it's just a sign of something that happens quite separate from baptism, they are false teachers. They are false preachers. And you should pay them no mind at all. You should avoid them. As the Bible teaches us, to mark and avoid those who teach contrary to the teaching of the Holy Scriptures. Holy baptism is a gift from a gracious God. Jesus was baptized, and immediately the Holy Ghost led him into the desert to be tempted by the devil. We are baptized and we renounce the devil and all his works and all his ways. And Jesus successfully fought the devil's temptations, never gave in, never lied or cheated or stole, never committed adultery, never hated anybody. He didn't grasp all the glory that the devil promised. He didn't serve himself as the devil tempted him to do. In every temptation, Jesus was successful, whereas you and I have failed. And we've fallen into the same sins again and again. Now, I'd like to talk to those of you who don't believe that holy baptism gives you anything good. You think you become a Christian by inviting the Lord Jesus into your heart, and holy baptism is nothing more than an outward sign of an inward experience because some preacher told you that's what it was. Let me ask you a question. How long ago was it that you invited the Lord Jesus into your heart and asked him to be your personal Savior? Now I've got another question for you. How many times have you sinned since then? Are you going to tell me that those sins that you've committed since you became a Christian don't bother you? Don't they challenge your faith? Don't they bring you any doubt at all? Don't these sins make you wonder whether you really were sincere in inviting the Lord Jesus into your heart? After all, you were supposed to have done it by your own free will, but you can't even by your own free will live the life that God has called you to live. Don't you ever have any doubts? Well, I can tell you why you continue to have doubts. Because the devil continues to hound us, and our sinful flesh will never believe anything God has to say. You go to your baptism. You start looking at your baptism as that by which your Lord Jesus saves you, that by which the Holy Spirit gives you forgiveness. Don't you listen to those preachers who would take away our confidence in this holy sacrament to save us. But you listen to your Savior Jesus. You listen to his holy apostles. Baptism doth also now save us. And that's what I'm going to hold on to when my faith doubts, when my sins rise up to haunt me and accuse me. I'm going to hold on to my baptism because that will silence the voice of the accuser and give me comfort and peace. We thank you for being with us today on Christ for Us, a confessional Lutheran broadcast. We invite you to attend the services of First Confessional Lutheran Parish that sponsors these broadcasts. Sunday morning, 8 o'clock at First American Lutheran Church in Mayville. Sunday morning at 10:30 at Grace Lutheran Church in Crookston. And Sunday at noon at First Evanger Lutheran Church in Fertile. And please tune in next Sunday morning for the next broadcast of Christ for Us.